Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet. We are continuing on the road to WrestleMania. To my left, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it going?
It's going good. Ish. We'll get into it later.
Yeah.
Ish. Also in the house, the babyface. How you doing?
Good. I have French fries.
You do have French fries.
Do you guys want any?
I do want a couple of them, yes. But also, in the house...
I'll be nice and chair.
I present to you, Jared Moe, baby!
What's up, guys?
It's going good. We got fries in here. We got Raw and SmackDown to talk about.
And a 1 in 5 chance of catching an STD.
How you doing, what? Everybody? So,
did I show up late to something? Hold on a second.
No, that's a joke I tell on stage.
Oh, dear Lord.
There's only 4 of us here.
Okay, you guys both catch up.
That's cool. But Raw happened, you guys.
I'm still giving it to
you. And my favorite part of Monday Night Raw was the promo that Triple H cut.
Oh, that was amazing.
I saw it.
He used Ric Flair's real name. I thought as soon as he mentioned that he went to Ric Flair's son's funeral and everything, I was like, oh, I don't like this. And then,
yeah, I thought we were in hack territory.
And then Triple H he cut like an old school promo as to
passionate
why he's going to kick Dave Batista's ass. And that it was awesome. People don't cut promos like that no more, man.
No, they don't. You don't see that kind of passion very often.
No, it was, he took us on a ride, man.
I need to watch it.
But that's what happens when you can script your own promos.
Well, I guess that's fair. So, what was your favorite part of Raw?
The boss.
I agree with that part.
That part?
I really think that WWE really is really making guys remember lines.
Yeah.
Guys are literally having to remember promos word for word as given to them. It's hurting the in-ring product. It's hurting the talking product.
Yeah.
Guys are being forced. They're not coming up with their own stuff. They're not speaking what they think their character is. They're being told, hey, remember this thing and say it, and it makes them feel robotic. Mm-hmm. It keeps them from getting into their character. It keeps their character from developing.
Yeah. It comes across as robotic. I'll agree with that completely.
Richard Fleer.
That, yeah, use his real name.
Yes, I'm currently listening to Triple H's promo.
Yeah. He'll get back to us and let you know what you think. I love it. So, Raw ended with Ronda Rousey. Just
turning heel.
Yeah, she snapped. And Ronda going heel here, huh?
Yep.
We thinking so?
Yeah, good. Definitely.
Good.
She literally says on YouTube, Ronda Rousey turns heel.
Yeah. I think that she's going to hook up with Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, the way that they closed with that, you know, who does Ronda think she is? It seemed, I really believe that, yeah, Ronda and Stephanie are going to be some on cahoots.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's going to be like WrestleMania 2000 where McMahon had, you know, what was it? Vince had...
Somebody had Foley, Austin...
Linda had Foley.
The Rock and Triple H, yeah.
Vince had The Rock, I believe.
The Undertaker was supposed to be in there, but he did not end up going to that WrestleMania.
Yeah, he was hurt.
So
I wonder if they're going to have...
I don't think... We're not going to see Linda.
No, but honestly, I mean...
Triple H would go
Becky, yep. Stephanie would go Ronda, Vince would go Charlotte, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This women's division is way better than SmackDown's right now.
Oh yeah,
way better. Hands down.
Like Asuka is feuding with and a lot Mandy of that Rose is because right now.
Yeah, when top, Mandy Rose is challenging for your title, that's
a lot of it is because the top two. I mean, Asuka is Asuka. I mean, she's incredible, but I'm sorry, but Charlotte and Becky were the top two, and they're
both good. Yeah, basically, the two people feuding for their Raw Women's title are on SmackDown.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. The SmackDown title is getting buried in the fold here.
Yeah,
I think it matters that SmackDown's still only 2 hours.
Yeah.
Raw has the ability to build a whole other division
mm-hmm.
with that extra hour.
Too bad
I feel
they
like
can't build a tag division.
Oh my god, it's so bad. Yeah, that's something that happened on Raw. Heavy machinery happened, you guys.
Sticks and weights, baby!
I hate this so much. I'll be right back.
You know, actually, I got an idea.
I feel like heavy machinery.
Mission accomplished.
I feel like them is like me putting my hair like halfway up.
But then putting yeah!
Me being like super high and super drunk and being weird.
I hate him so much.
It'd be like you and I what making a baby.
No, I don't want to sit.
Oh, wow. Like
the two of us making a baby and that being our baby.
Oh, Lord. I don't like how accurate that is.
Well, no.
No, they fed three teams to a comedy act in their tag division.
Yeah, they ran the gauntlet. They ran over Hawkins and Ryder.
Ascension.
The Ascension.
And B-Team, B-Team, go, go, go.
They had Axel out there flossing.
He did floss.
So, like, you guys can just tell me how I'm right that this division's a joke.
It is.
Because it's a joke. And it's not ha-ha funny. It's just a joke.
Yep.
So, and then the Revival did something. I don't even remember.
They probably lost again.
No, they were facing Ricochet and Aleister Black for the tag titles, and Bobby Roode and Chad Gable interfere.
Yep.
The Glorious Ones came out, yeah.
I think that those three teams are good. I think that...
That could be a good triple threat tag team, man.
I just think that you just... We were talking earlier, like, if they brought the club over or something. Like, I think...
I would love for the
club
to go
around. I don't know how I feel about Aleister Black and Ricochet being a tag team. I don't hate it. I think that they might be better as singles, but if you want to make a tag team, they're a fine tag team. Mm-hmm. I think the Revival are a great tag team. I think Bobby Roode and Chad Gable, I prefer them as singles, but as a tag team, they're functional.
Oh, they're all right.
The issue is... You've jobbed the Ascension out to the point where they're never going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. They're fucking telling jokes out there. Again, they're stealing my fucking thing. I tell bad jokes and then get beat up for it. Stop stealing my fucking thing, Ascension. God damn.
If they come out in dreadlocks, you're going to flip.
I'm going to lose it, man. You're going to call gimmick and I'm going to start fucking wearing face paint. I'm going to see how they like it.
You wear face paint
have
sometimes,
like, the marks.
Yeah, I wear better face paint, though. Whoop, whoop. But
the thing is on the one hand, you have heavy machinery, a comedy act.
Yep.
Go over three teams. On the other hand, those three teams really have been made to be nothing. But if you were gonna push any of those three teams, you can't now.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Say one of the Revival gets hurt now. Then what are you gonna do on the main fucking thing? Like, what do you do?
So heavy machinery just ran through those three teams. Am I supposed to believe that those three teams are valuable at all anymore?
I don't. I saw no value in that. Like,
we've got Hawkins and Ryder. Hawkins hasn't won a match in
a year and a half.
Yeah, it's if not more. It's been a long time.
250 some odd matches.
It was so bad, and just fucking the B team was just that was a big old joke.
And his losing streak is not like Goldberg's, where you know from on Monday he was like 73-0, and then like on Tuesday he was like 97-0. It's like legitimately like he literally has not won a match in that long.
Yeah, it was not my favorite thing. I'm just like, why are we doing this?
And I'm just like, I'm in the wrong business. I could be making however much money he makes a year, which I guarantee is more than me, and lose. I can just go. Take a three count every single.
You want to do the JOB?
I would do it for.
He'd do the JOB, Vince.
Got to be.
Call him. Like, hear me out here. Like, WWE right now, they got AJ, they got Ricochet. I think it's time for some trebuchet. I really do. How good does that sound together? And I'll bring you with me, Mel. Okay. We'll both invade NXT. I like it.
I mean, Adam Cole might be a little bit pissed about gimmick infringement, but you know
that's his fucking problem.
Yep. I think X-Pac would be pissed about gimmick infringement.
That's his fucking problem.
If X-Pac joined the Oddities, we'd have Trebuchet.
Do you guys want a spoiler that I just found on Google?
Yeah, well, I can't read.
Wait. It for yes. Kurt Hawkins pleaded with WWE to let him lose match he was scheduled to win.
Really? That's interesting. I think he wants to keep the streak going.
I think so.
I mean, honestly, if he wins a match, what's relevant about him then?
Right.
If he wins that Mania, that's a good story, but
yeah, but like I don't think they're gonna do anything with Kurt Hawkins.
No,
I don't think he's going anywhere.
He's a space filler at this point.
He's collecting a paycheck.
He's a job guy.
Mm-hmm. I'd take that job.
But because they've jobbed him out too much, you can't take him seriously as a champion.
No, it would take. it would take something on par with what you're doing with Kofi Kingston to turn him into something that isn't a job guy.
Yeah, it's...
It would take more because Kofi Kingston was still in the mid-cards. So Kofi Kingston was still seen as a talent, someone that can win. You can't take someone you've jobbed out for years and just go, all of a sudden, by the way, you're a contender for the tag titles now? Mm-hmm. How?
Yeah.
You're a serious threat now? I don't...
Yeah.
I mean, I can see where they could be like, oh, well, all of a sudden they hit, you know, rekindled the chemistry that they had... Literally, like
the guy hasn't won a match in a year and a half. If they were to push him, he'd win four matches in a row and get a title shot. I don't think the fans will buy that.
No, it would have to be a tag. I mean, the fans could more likely buy a tag.
I would hate it, but
he wouldn't be doing it by himself.
I would hate it, but I bet the fans would buy it. I disagree with you on that. I bet the fans would buy it. They're a bunch of humanoids. You have no idea the capacity that they are able to buy. It's really? Fucking really low. It's really low.
Tell me what it's like to be a humanoid.
What?
Tell me what it's like to be a humanoid. You seem to know.
I do. I've been out amongst them. Let me tell you. It's really bad. Let me tell you. It's just really bad.
Bad. How bad is it?
It's so bad.
Okay. Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
The Shield is back together.
Oh, that's true. Boo. Yeah. That is really true.
Boo. Screw you. Hey, Fickle!
Chad, no likey the Shield.
I mean, the last Shield reunion was fucking cursed. I mean, what happened the last one? Roman Reigns got... So one of them got injured, and then Roman Reigns got, like, the flu.
Meningitis or something.
Yeah, and then he got cancer. Mm-hmm.
Well, this really broke down into a romantic comedy a little bit on Raw. Because, like...
Oh, yeah.
Roman said the one thing he wanted was the Shield to reunite. Seth was like, I don't know, man. Dean's pretty far gone. And then eventually they came to the conclusion that they were definitely going to get the Shield back together. And then Seth went looking for Ambrose. No, Roman found Ambrose first. Mm-hmm. And Roman said, yo, if you like need anything, you can talk to me, right? Mm-hmm. And then Dean was... blew him off, and then Seth saw him backstage, and then Dean blew him off, and then what was that? They were in the ring. Dean got beat down by
the Corbin, McIntyre, and Lashley,
and then
Shield came down. Wait, no, how'd that go?
He was getting beaten down. Roman Reigns and Rollins came down. But then Roman was like, hey, let's get the Shield back together one more time. That was it.
And then Dean went up to the stands.
Yep. And then they came. No. And then they. Wait, fuck.
Dean went up to the stands.
And then came back.
And then they came back.
We mixed last week and this week.
Yeah.
Because what happened last week was Dean was getting beat up by all three. Rollins and Reigns came out, cleared the ring.
Yep.
And, Then they left. They hugged, and then they left the ring and left Ambrose in the ring. Mm-hmm. And then this week,
what I just said happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're getting it at Fastlane.
Yep. It doesn't make any sense.
The addition of Elias hitting Ambrose with the guitar behind.
Yeah, but I don't think it's gonna be. Well, they haven't advertised it as the Shield versus those four.
Yeah, they have.
Have they?
I'm pretty sure they have, yeah.
Strowman might join that match too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a 4-4.
Like I said in the last podcast. He wants more vests. Oh my gosh,
more vests over here. That's what he wants.
Stop with the vests. It's an illegal vest. If Dean Ambrose is frustrated with the way he's being booked and wants to leave, this is a perfect example why. They cannot decide what to do with a guy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should stick to the script and they'll start putting him in better positions.
That's fair. Dean Ambrose has done himself no favors backstage, as far as I can tell. Even as far back as the fucking Stone Cold podcast.
Yeah.
Did you remember watching that?
Oh, no, man. I never did.
Ambrose shit the bed on that Stone Cold podcast. He looked fucking baked out of his skull, which I don't think he was. I think he just was late, just didn't care.
Oh, wow.
He talked shit about, like, my match with Brock Lesnar wasn't great at Mania, but he didn't really care, so, like, I didn't really care.
I dropped out of high school. I did this. I did that.
He was the most...
He's a loser, is kind of what he played himself off.
Then he acted like he didn't care. Like, he just... Do you know how many guys would love to be on the WWE Network special for the Stone Cold podcast?
Right.
Any of them. But he didn't. Dean Ambrose acted like he could give a fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't. You know? Maybe he doesn't.
If that's the case.
Almost like CM Punk-ish.
My understanding is that he's never... He's kind of hard to work with, and he doesn't want it. I think he's been fed up with a lot for a while. Honestly, before he won the WWE title a few years back, I thought he was going to be released before they even had a Shield reunion.
Well,
and I guess
he's the weak link there, and I don't necessarily think it has to be that way, but it seems like it is. Mm. I think that Dean Ambrose might be a bigger star somewhere else where he cares. And
do you think this is a one-off?
A one-off shoot? I think we will probably get it. Some kind of something for him at Mania.
Yeah.
You think so? Because Seth is fighting Brock at Mania.
I know Seth is fighting Brock at Mania.
Roman said that he didn't want in on that match.
Right.
Allegedly. That's what he said. Right now, I think he's going to get put in it.
I think they're just trying to work Roman back in gradually. And they don't want the fans to turn. I mean, the fans hated him so much. I don't know why. I mean, because Vince was shoving him down.
That's why. Yeah, you know why. We've been over it.
I mean, he was good, but I've always liked him anyway.
Yeah.
But then he announces his leukemia, and then it's like everybody just loves the guy. And then he was gone, and Raw sucked for a long time. That was awful.
I don't think you can say that Raw didn't suck before Roman got canceled.
It did.
But it sucked even worse. I don't think it was definitely didn't get better, but I don't think it got much worse. I think the ratings took a hit, but also I think there were after Roman Reigns got canceled, there's definitely some unwatchable episodes of Raw. There are plenty of unwatchable episodes when he was main eventing every night, just going over everybody. Mm-hmm. I think that's I'm happy Roman Reigns is healthy. I think that this idea that I think that. He's over now. I think that varnish will weigh off very quick. Okay. I think that
if they shove him down our throat.
Yeah, I think that if he's put back in the position he was in, I think the fans will turn on him again.
Right.
I think that Roman Reigns is a fine wrestler. I think the way we were pushing him was incredibly boring. Mm. It was very easy. You could see that it was not organic. Mm-hmm. He was the chosen guy, and they were going to make him. He was Super Cena. He was going over no matter what. He wasn't selling. Yep. And the fans weren't there for it.
If they could make him like a long time ago when The Rock, came in, was the baby face, bubblegum chewing baby face. And then he went heel, went with the Nation of Domination, and then he continued that attitude, and then the crowd kind of was like, we kind of like this guy. And then they, had to make him a babyface because the crowd was cheering for him no matter what.
Yeah, well, I still think The Rock has more charisma than Roman does. The Rock has charisma for days.
A million times. Then Stone Cold, he was a villain for so long, and then there was that WrestleMania match against Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Where he didn't give up.
Austin was trying to be the biggest bad guy of all time.
The fans were already cheering him at that point anyway.
Right.
My thing is that I really think we gotta turn Roman heel.
No, I was just gonna ask that.
I think Roman Reigns going, fuck the Shield, turn on him or something. I don't need him.
We've had Seth destroy the Shield.
Yeah.
We've had Dean essentially do the same thing. Yeah. Now it's Roman's turn.
Yeah. Well, I also think that the idea that you guys booed the hell out of me, and now I got cancer and suddenly you care. Nah, screw you guys. Mm-hmm. I think that Strowman's got legs.
Okay. It does.
I think that would get over.
Well, they're going to sell some Shield merch before they can do any of that.
I believe that.
You need to pump the brakes.
So that's the thing.
I have no idea how much.
For the record, storyline, this doesn't make sense. Business wise, if you're thinking merch sales, Shield. Especially if you, if Dean is really leaving, you may not get another Shield reunion. You cash in one more time on Shield merchandise.
Yep.
I get that.
Yeah. So. Do you think the Shield lasts to WrestleMania?
I don't know. Now, they do have...
I don't know.
They're advertising Shield shirts again on WWE.com.
I know they are.
New shirts? I think they're new shirts.
Yeah, I know they are.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I don't know how that
did, yeah, didn't waste no time.
No.
They were probably available after Raw.
Yeah. But the cool. New Shield shirts.
Yeah.
I'm sure they like are. Them. Are they? Are they vests?
Nope.
Oh. No. Hounds of Justice. Those are pretty cool. Yeah. So my favorite thing that happened on SmackDown this week, you guys.
So, Tom, do you want
to it was very, very big deal to me. Samoa Joe won the United States Championship. Three claps for Samoa Joe.
Finally got some main roster gold.
He's been out there grinding, just doing the damn thing.
I want this shirt, though.
And finally, he's reached the top of the United States.
The mid-card. He's reached the top of the mid-card.
Yep. And he's getting over. And Finn's got the Intercontinental, too. I like
that. Joe needed it.
I like it. These guys need to be made relevant. Having those titles, making these guys wrestle matches. I love that Joe walked out with purpose.
Yeah.
Like when he came down to that ring,
he came out ready.
I'm like, oh, man, I've not seen Samoa Joe look like that in a long time.
I feel like they've done a good job of making Samoa Joe look tough even though he's been losing.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad he won this, and I hope we see him win some matches.
I do, too. I love it. I love it a lot.
I think they were probably pretty happy with the stuff he did with Styles.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, that was some great promo work. Those were good matches.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you feel about R-Truth not having the title anymore?
I didn't want R-Truth having the title in the first place.
Yeah.
Nope.
R-Truth is a glorified job guy. That was like the
participation trophy.
Yeah.
I think that it was a good match, the Fatal 4-Way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Andrade and Mysterio have great chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them do something storyline-wise. Like, I get that, like, they're having good matches together, but really there's been no real rhyme or reason for those matches. Like, they haven't really...
Well, now they got a title involved. ...told a story with them.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess... my guess would be that we're going to get Joe Cena at Mania. Because Cena currently doesn't have a match.
Yeah, well, R-Truth kept calling out Cena,
yeah, they invoke Cena's name for the U.S. title thing.
Am I hearing Triple Threat with R-Truth? Joe and John Cena? I'm just saying. Yeah, it's going to be the first WrestleMania with all triple threats.
That sounds awful.
It wouldn't even be the word for WrestleMania. We were going over this.
It might be.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't even be close. You stop it. There's been WrestleMania 2. WrestleMania 2.
If this WrestleMania had all triple threat matches, it could end up being the worst WrestleMania.
It could, but it wouldn't. Like, there's.
It's possible.
It's possible that this year, with all everything going on, that it could be the worst WrestleMania.
I think if every match at Mania was a triple threat, I think there's a good chance it would wind up the worst Mania ever.
That's like your opinion, man. Let's test it. Vince, all triple threats. You heard him. We want to try this.
That's not what I said.
Chad Showtime Schultz said he wants all triple threats at WrestleMania.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Trebuchet.
I will. So, it's great. Mo just showed me a t-shirt. It was WrestleMania with Becky on it.
That's true.
That was nice.
Can we talk about how, like, Mandy Rose is the best challenger we have for Asuka right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that for real? Like,
yeah.
How am I supposed to take that seriously?
The talent pool isn't very deep.
Yeah, I really...
It's very top-heavy.
No.
I didn't mean anything crass by that, honestly. Okay.
I was looking at
I'm like, that was not on purpose.
You have a reputation.
I know, dude.
But I think that, especially if...
With Charlotte, Becky, and Asuka.
Do you think Charlotte... So no matter who wins in Mania for Raw Women's title, do you think all three of them stay on Raw? So let's say, for instance, Becky win the title.
No, I don't think that'd be a good business.
I agree. I wonder if that's what they'll do, though.
I'm not sure.
I know we've got a superstar shakeup coming after Mania. I really hope the women's roster gets a shakeup. I think it needs it more than the men's.
If you send Alexa to SmackDown, that would really help.
Alexa's hurt again, I heard.
No, she's not.
She said she's not, but what, would a wrestler ever lie about being hurt?
Never.
When was the last time she was in the ring?
No, I'm just saying, like, check it out. Listen, you have Alexa feud with Asuka. Even if Alexa can't wrestle, you can give her a management position or whatever.
Sure.
And have her feud that. But what I mean.
But if Alexa's not feuding for the women's title, then she's not actually feuding for the women's title.
Like, I understand what you're saying, but I feel like that would help the women's division.
If Alexa can
wrestle... You can do the Moment of Bliss down there,
if too, Alexa can wrestle, she's a great addition to the SmackDown roster. But you think just moving Alexa's fine? Like, who else would you add?
You know I would add the Riot Squad, but that's me.
You'd move the Riot Squad to SmackDown?
I
think that's the right choice. I think they
would run SmackDown.
I think they're doing good work with the Riot Squad on Raw, but they really have no upward mobility.
Ronda's got it on lockdown,
Charlotte and Becky are running around there too. You'll still have Sasha and Bayley, who are probably, if they ever want to move them into singles, they'll probably go above the Riot Squad, right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yep.
I think that there's very little room for any member of the Riot Squad to move up on Raw. I think you could see Ruby Riott as SmackDown Women's Champion tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Those girls have been putting in work, dude. Like, yeah, they have improved a ton.
I mean, it's no wonder Liv Morgan's in good shape as much as she runs through your mind.
I know, right? That's what it is. All day. Like, just all day she's in there. That thought makes me feel good. Anyways. Oh, man. The new Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens, you guys. How do we feel about that?
I'm excited about that match.
Yeah.
I think Daniel Bryan is ultimately going to end up winning. Shenanigans.
Yeah, I think Bryan goes over. I'm interested. I find Kevin Owens interesting.
I've been saying it for a while. If Sami Zayn shows up, Kevin Owens is getting that title.
Yep.
That's the wild card. Sami Zayn is scheduled to come back soon.
I think we are looking at it.
Soon. If he doesn't come back now, he'll come back the night after WrestleMania.
Yep.
The Raw after WrestleMania.
I can see that being more likely. Or maybe even just brought back during the Superstar Shakeup and drafted somewhere and then going after.
I feel like that Monday Night Raw usually has one big surprise comeback.
I don't think that'd be Sami Zayn, though. I think the big surprise for the day after... After Mania will be like an NXT debut or something.
I disagree.
I don't think Lars Sullivan would also be it. I don't think that would qualify as a big surprise.
Yeah.
My guess would be if they're gonna bring someone up for Raw after Mania is Undisputed Era or Velveteen Dream.
Yep.
Probably yes. Undisputed Era.
Yep.
I'd
love to see that.
Dun, but dun, dun. Yeah, I don't think Sami Zayn would qualify as the big surprise.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't call it a knock on him. Usually the big surprise isn't a return. If it's a return, it's a main eventer,
right.
Goldberg return, Brock Lesnar. It's not Sami Zayn. That's not a knock.
That sounds like a knock.
It's not.
Sounds like one.
How many world titles has Sami held in WWE?
None.
That's my only point, is they haven't used him in that way. It's not a shot at his talent. It's how he's been used.
I understand your argument, but he's also been... On the main, he's main evented more than enough to be relevant.
How many world title shots has he had?
None, but
he was
KO's running buddy for a long time.
Okay, so he was the one behind Kevin Owens, so that qualifies
him.
That is not a knock on Sami Zayn. I'm just saying he could be a main eventer. They just haven't used him as one.
Your blood pressure, Chad. We didn't have any Timbits for this. You need to calm down, my friend. Fickle, I wanted to say it. It is fun.
I wonder, Kevin Owens is a babyface. How do you feel about it?
I like him using the stunner. I don't care for it. He's gonna turn.
Yeah. Kevin Owens.
I love
him every time.
Kevin Owens is doing fine as a babyface. That says I feel like he's just the
listen.
He's such a good heel. I feel like you're wasting him not using.
They
him like
do
that.
This with Kevin Owens every time.
Yeah.
People like him. People like him. He turns. People are shocked.
Yeah.
I'm not falling for it.
Yeah. Kevin Owens. The night he debuted at NXT.
Like, yeah. Like
came in as a baby
wrestled
face,
one match as a face, and then it's
like Sami Zayn.
Come on, guys. Like, yep. I don't like how predictable it is.
Right.
That's what I don't like
but
about
I do,
it.
But he's convincing either way. Like, I love his promo. Like,
he should. He's
I do exactly
he's
where I wanted to go. I do exactly pro. Who I want
he's,
to go.
He's schmarmy and charming as a face or a heel.
Yep.
And his moveset lends itself to being a face or a heel.
Yep.
Like I said, I have no issue with him being a babyface. That said, he is one of the best heels currently employed on the roster. Right. I think it's a waste not to have him as one.
Right.
Well, you can't have him heel right away with Daniel Bryan. Healing it up right
no,
now.
No, I don't. Yeah, absolutely. You can't have him come in as a heel to face Daniel Bryan as a heel. It won't work. Bryan getting some, you know, some fun in with calling Owens lazy and fat, which I think is, which may very well just be Vince picking at Owens, you know, Vince famous for, hey, say this thing about that guy to let him know, you know, your old Piggy James kind of thing. Remember that?
Well, then,
yeah.
It was funny. A couple weeks ago, I saw a promo with Mickey James and Alexa Bliss, and she said something about calling somebody else a pig, and I just kind of had to laugh about that. I'm like, I remember like 10 years ago.
Having flashbacks.
Speaking of women's wrestling real quick, update on the Arn Anderson situation.
Ooh. Yeah. And so Alicia Fox
the rumor is, no, I've yet to hear any confirmation.
This is a juicy part of the show here, Trebuchites. Turn up your radios. Here we go.
And tear the knob off.
That's right. Showtime Schultz has been on Twitter. Lay it on us.
So allegedly, I'm not sure what the source is on this. I'm pretty sure it's not Meltzer. Arn Anderson was released, you know, a couple weeks ago. Earlier this year, he allowed Alicia Fox to wrestle intoxicated, and he had a lot of heat with management since then. And apparently, they decided to let him go. Mm. Alicia Fox wrestling intoxicated, and which I thought everybody would be against. A lot of the boys are like, people do that all the time, which I think is poor. Especially for a company as big as WWE. Like, if you want to wrestle fucked up on the indies, like, I don't think it's a good look, but God bless you, it's your own business. I think that WWE isn't going to let that happen.
No.
I think to let that happen is Arn Anderson not being a company guy, and I can see why that would get him in trouble.
Well,
because he probably says, well, in my day, fucking Buddy Landell came into the ring fucking coked up every night. Like, why not?
I hate that argument.
No, I agree. I agree with the idea, but I can see that old school argument being that.
Yeah, the back issue in my day, is Ric Flair used to come in fucking drunk off of fucking.
Yeah, he's
all the time.
This match brought to you by Grey Goose. Yeah, like
I get it. I understand why he was what's a big deal?
WWE is a billion-dollar company now.
Here's the thing: when you're in the professional wrestling ring, you are taking not only your life, but the person you're wrestling, their life, into your hands. Mm. You are responsible for not botching moves and hurting them. And if you're doing that intoxicated, it's very unprofessional.
Even beyond that.
Is Alicia Fox still employed?
Yes.
So
hang on. I'm getting to that. But so even beyond that. So like just take away that it's dangerous for the other wrestler.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon runs a billion-dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
If the agents are letting a wrestler work intoxicated and something happens to either of those wrestlers, beyond that actual wrestler, that is so bad for the company.
Yeah, dude.
That's bad for... I can understand the
publicly traded company.
I can understand, you're under the microscope, dude. I can understand the old school mindset. But part of being a company guy is that old school mindset doesn't apply to everything. It's the same thing with, the old school mindset is, you know, JBL can haze guys in the locker rooms. Well, guess what? Now it's 2019. That doesn't fly. It doesn't fly anymore. You can maybe get away with the indies. We're a publicly traded company. That looks bad on us. Part of being a company guy as an agent is the old school mentality is this. But you work for WWE.
And
this,
our way.
This is one of those times where I go, pro wrestling, sports entertainment. I think that those lines are blurred. I don't really always like that Vince is not pro wrestling, but I do believe that certain things need to be different in a company that big, and I understand that. And I feel like if anybody's got to present that, it's the agents. Yeah. I can understand wrestlers having problems that especially what affects their characters, but if you're an agent whose job is to basically take the messages management gives you and make sure the wrestlers do it in the ring, and you're not going to do what management wants you to do, I'd fire Arn Anderson too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I were Vince, I'd have done the exact same thing there. If that's what happened.
Well, it's almost like things were going to start happening anyway, because it seems like every writer from and talent from TNA came over to WWE.
And yeah, there's a shakeup going on.
Well, so about the Alicia Fox thing.
Well, hold on. If they don't fire Arn there, then you set a bad precedent. Alicia can wrestle drunk. Oh, well, I'm gonna wrestle drunk, and then
you're
Jeff Hardy losing the Sting situation.
Well, then your agents feel like they can do whatever they want. They don't have to listen to management anymore. Like, the agent can tell the wrestlers do whatever they want, And yeah. then the management can't control
it's what's chaos. Going on anymore. It's not, not a good
supposedly, Alicia Fox, she's still employed, but things look pretty bad for her. She's had a couple, I guess at one point, she was even due for a push.
Oh, really?
She came to, the rumor was that she was due for like a push at one point, and then she showed up to Raw super late.
Oh, jeez.
And like, wait, and they're like, you know what, no, if you can't show up on time. Because like around the time they're doing the Mixed Max Challenge, she was getting TV time with her crazy look, and that kind of turned into nothing.
The captain thing.
Yeah. And then around Mania, maybe it wasn't even Mania. At one point, she got into with Ronda Rousey's husband.
Yeah.
There was a story going around. I think in public. Yeah. I think even in a hotel lobby, I think it was that she got drunk and had words with Ronda Rousey's husband, who's really new at the time. I'm sure they were going out of their way to make her feel welcome. And then one of your talents is yelling at her husband, who's also a bad dude. Like, they don't need any of that. So it sounds like she's had heat with people.
She's on Total Divas, I think. Is it not anymore? I don't think so. Don't quote me on it, but I don't think so.
But you're right. Also, we're bringing in new writers, and I was actually listening to Jim Cornette talk the other day. He says he's seen this before.
Yeah.
Ratings are down. Viewership's down. Stuff like that. Attendance. Vince McMahon gets frustrated sometimes. Vince McMahon has something in mind. He has a product in his head. And if he's not going to say what is in his head is wrong, if things aren't going well, he's going to say, these people aren't understanding me. Get them out and find people who will understand me.
Okay.
Which kind of explains the Bruce Pritchard thing. Bruce Pritchard, well known for understanding what Vince wants.
Gotcha. They brought him back. He's in
Creative now, right? Yeah, pretty high up in Creative. Yeah, if you've ever heard Bruce Pritchard talk, he's kind of an ass kisser. He will not say anything bad about Vince. He won't say anything bad about Triple H. I think he's been gunning for his job back for a while. But well known for understanding those guys. So yeah, my guess would be that we're gonna keep getting these shakeups, because I think that the viewership stuff has really gotten to Vince.
Yeah,
It's
been good. This week was kind of down.
I would say that this you know, I'd say both Raw and SmackDown this week are pretty.
Last week was amazing. Like both Raw and SmackDown last week were great.
Great shows.
All the returns and all the action happening.
I would say that Triple H's SmackDown or Triple H's promo on Raw, Joe winning the title on SmackDown.
Yep.
The Brian Owens stuff was good.
Yeah. The Ronda stuff was unique, notable.
Moving forward, yeah, Ronda's turning heel is a big deal. I don't feel like it was particularly well done, but I think it's notable.
I still think that she needs to slow down. I think she's going too fast.
But. Yeah. I agree she needs to slow down. Her promo work isn't good. I really think her... Like, that stuff is better suited to her as a heel than a face.
Yeah.
It was not getting over as a face... I think the fans will boo it as a heel, whether it's I hate you heat or go away heat, who's to say.
Yeah.
Well, but I think that kind of promo work will lend itself better.
The people were starting to turn on Ronda anyway.
Oh, they were. I mean? No, absolutely. Like, no, they booed her out of the building.
They like booing
times.
Ronda. Sorry, babyface. I'm like, you know what I mean? How do you feel about it?
I actually enjoy... I'm liking the fact that she's heel now.
Yeah, because I know you're a Ronda fan.
I am, but yeah. I will admit, I was getting kind of bored of her being face and her just, like, beating the shit out of everybody. But now she's going to beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, she really took it to Becky.
It's hard to have... Everybody knows that Ronda can hurt people.
Yeah.
It's hard to have that be the baby face.
You're right about that.
If she murders a heel that she doesn't have personal heat with, the heel becomes sympathetic.
Yeah.
She can't just murder every heel because the heels will start to get sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
So you either have to set up really big blood feuds for Ronda, or Ronda can't murder people. As a heel, she can murder people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I likes it. I likes it a lot. She's not doing anything at Fastlane, though, is she?
No, because, you're having Becky versus Charlotte. If Becky wins, she's in the triple threat at Mania.
Yep.
If Charlotte wins, she's out.
I bet you Ronda will get involved here.
Yeah, no, there's no way that
she may
involved
screw Becky out of her chance here.
I don't see that happening. I think she might try.
I think they'll get a bunch of heat with the fans.
At this point, I feel like that would be pretty convoluted, though. So at this point... Becky loses SmackDown Women's title match at Rumble.
Yep.
Becky enters the Rumble wins it. Becky suspended. Becky comes back, gets arrested. Ronda drops the vacates the belt. Becky reinstated. Becky, Charlotte, Fastlane for the title. Ronda reinstated. Becky loses to Charlotte out of the triple threat. Now you have to add Becky back to that. That sounds awful.
We got four or five Raws and between Fastlane and Raw. And
that sounds like such a fucking headache.
That's long enough to be like, oh, Becky got screwed again.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I think it's
screwed again. Mark my words.
I think we go into the well once too often on Becky getting screwed.
I'm just saying. It seems like it's gonna happen. I'm just saying. The Usos feuding with the best tag team in the world.
The Usos are fucking killing it.
They had some good promos on SmackDown.
Usos, like, I think are underrated. No one's calling the Usos the best on the mic, but they are. They ought to be on that list.
When
they're
together,
every time they're
holy schnikes.
They don't get a lot of talking segments, but every time they do, they're not cutting like historic promos, but they know what they know their characters. They know what they're saying. It gets over with the crowd. Like, they're effective every time.
Absolutely.
I don't think I've seen the Usos have a bad promo segment since they started the Day One-ish stuff.
Remind me of The Rock.
Yeah. They do. They have a natural. They have a charisma. They have a charisma.
Very Dwayne.
And the fact that there's two of them to play off of each other, like,
it's really good. It's like
they missed the boat on the Usos for so long.
They slept
on them for so long.
Like, they don't need to impress the people. They're there with their brother. Like, you know what I mean? They're like, this guy's got my back. That's all that matters.
I think that the chemistry they have between the two of them, that they're the kind of the way they talk to each other, it's infectious. Like,
it's great.
You see that, you want to. It's chemistry that the fans can feel.
Yeah,
and it's funny and entertaining whether it's heel or babyface.
They're the other one's hype man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
Whatever one's it's talking, like, the other one's, yeah?
Yeah. Tell him, Oos. Like, let him know, Oos. We gonna get him. Yeah? We gonna fight him. Uh-huh. Like, we gonna bite him. That's what they did.
They got the fucking business in their blood. They get it, man.
They get it. Like, I fucking love those guys.
Yeah. I just really feel like they slept on them for so long. Yeah.
I couldn't believe they didn't go to WrestleMania until a couple years ago. I was all like, are you for real?
Here's the thing.
They could always wrestle. They were always, like, good wrestlers, but... Yeah.
I think the problem is that they had them being the Samoans.
Yeah.
They were doing the face paint, the dance, and the...
Yep.
I feel like the Usos haven't stood out to me since before they did the... Once they started doing the Day One-ish stuff. That's when I think they started standing out as a top tag team. I think that's... It's a McMahonism. Oh, they're Samoans. Give them face paint and make them dance. It's very 80s and it doesn't get over anymore.
Uh-huh. Look at the Ascension.
Exactly.
Look at the Ascension.
That Demolition got over in the 80s. LOD got over in the 80s.
The Bushwhackers.
I mean, that...
They got over in the 80s?
I don't want to talk about the Bushwhackers. Like,
they did.
It's just, I think that we're applying those gimmicks today. And honestly, yeah, I mean, I guess Heavy Machinery, a lot like the I see
that's comparison. What I'm saying, like...
It's too cartoony. We're in the reality era. Gimmicks that don't feel real aren't getting over. Right. The Usos feel real. Right. If you walked up to the Usos on the street and said, I bet they'd talk to you like that.
Yeah.
That seems like them.
They seem like a couple of, like, rappers, almost. You know what I mean?
And that seems,
like,
to be like their gimmick.
They're hard,
isn't it?
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, welcome to the Uso Penitentiary. We're about to take you to jail, son.
You think Shane and Miz are going over, or you think the Usos are going over?
I don't think so. The Miz's dad's out there and is going to fuck this up. Mr. Miz is going to fuck this up and make me so fucking mad.
John Cena's dad would help him win.
No, stop.
John Cena Sr. would be the key to victory.
No, Sasha Banks would be, right?
It's going to be...
It's like that, huh?
Come at me like that.
Miz and Shane at Mania are going against each other. It's just...
Yeah, that seems like a gimme.
And that's where we
with
need.
Their dads in their corners.
Is this another?
That'd be the worst.
Come on, Mr. Miz versus Vince. I'd see him headbutt Vince. Be great. Yeah,
Vince knocked the mullet off his head.
Is this a way we can segue into Tommaso Ciampa.
I heard Ciampa's hurt.
Yeah, neck surgery.
Yeah.
They said this is very vague, like out 6 to 14 months.
Yeah, next
what that does is it destroys a killer storyline they've had going on for like 2 years.
Well, you know, they're stepping on a lot of stuff. Tommaso Ciampa debuts, teaming with Gargano. It may affect Gargano's main roster push.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to leave him on the main roster now?
I have no idea. I don't know what you do, because they weren't pushing him as singles, so I don't know.
Because I thought what they've been building to for 2 years is eventual, like,
merger between all
WrestleMania, takeover on WrestleMania weekend. I thought they were building towards Ciampa versus Gargano for
NXT title. I'm pretty sure they were too. But even currently, DIY is in the Dusty Rhodes Classic right now.
Right.
And so
I watched NXT last night, and they won last night their match against the Undisputed Era. So yeah. It's like,
so they got the next tapings or whatever.
Right.
So as it stands, we're losing them in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. Tommaso Ciampa's off the main roster.
Right.
For the time being. I don't know what that does to Gargano on the main roster.
Ciampa's got the title, doesn't he?
Yeah. He does. Yep, you vacate the title, and then you also lose. Yeah, well, we were probably going to get the conclusion to Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, and Mania. Or, I'm sorry, at the takeover before Mania. Yeah.
Right.
I think that really throws a wrench in NXT plans. Right. Also worth noting, like, it's neck surgery. Like, there's 6 to 14 months or career. I mean,
right.
Jason Jordan.
Jordan didn't come back. Tyson Kidd didn't come back.
Come back.
Neck injury. A lot of guys they bang their knees up. They bang their arm up, shoulder, whatever. They're gone for a while, but most of the time they make it back, especially if they're not in the twilight of their career.
Right.
Neck surgery will take a guy who's been in it for a month. Yep. It doesn't matter where you're at. Sometimes you just don't come back, especially in WWE, where they're not going to take any chances.
Right. Yeah.
And that's an important thing too, is that maybe a guy, some of these guys could wrestle somewhere else, but WWE is not.
They won't take that risk.
Paige could leave WWE today and wrestle somewhere else. I guarantee you. Someone would pay her to wrestle. She might even be able to do it safely. WWE wouldn't let it happen. No. Edge probably could wrestle somewhere today if he wanted to. Again, probably not safely. Yeah. WWE never let it happen. For good reason.
He was on record saying, I take one more bad bump, fall money, I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't need to do that.
No, I don't. No, my point is, I feel like
Edge is having the time of his life making that Edge and Christian show, though.
He had to have been wanting to wrap up soon.
He was having fun.
He was having a good run still, but he was near the end of his career and he had the world title. Like my guess was he was about a year out from at least taking some time off and dialing it way back.
I think he was like a year or two at the most away from retiring.
Because he started having kids right around that time too.
Right.
Like
but the dude got to retire as the champ.
He retired as the champ.
So that's
like
a big deal.
For not retiring on your own
he
terms.
Made history.
Yeah.
That last match. Yeah. He opened up WrestleMania with the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yep, the very next day.
Won the match and retired it. But like, as far as someone who didn't get to retire on their own terms, he did pretty well for himself.
Yep.
Wins at Mania, retains world title, retires, goes as a family, gets to do a bunch of like fun stuff with his best friends still for the WWE.
Right.
Yeah.
Retirement's worked out pretty well for Edge.
Yep.
Yeah. That's 3 claps for him. What a career.
If anybody deserved it, it was him.
What a career.
We've got Torrey Wilson, Honky Tonk Man, Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I'm kind of surprised Honky Tonk Man went in.
Yeah, you were saying
he's not well liked.
Yeah.
He's been known how to be hard to get along with to management.
So is Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, that's fair. Honky Tonk Man has really been known to run his mouth.
Greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time?
Yeah, if you've ever heard like a I'll say this. You watch many shoot interviews anymore?
No, not so much.
The biggest cutting shoot interviews, the ones that said the nastiest stuff, were always Honky Tonk Man. That guy would run you through the mud. All of the worst shit said about Hulk Hogan, most of it Honky Tonk Man.
Gotcha.
Like he goes there. I'm not even sure all that's true. Kind of a bitter guy.
Yeah. Feels like the business in him.
It's one of those like even like there's like an interview where he says like he's like in his. This was only like 5 years ago. So he's getting up there. I want $3,000 to do an independent booking date to wrestle a match. You know what? I'm not gonna lose to your guy. Like, I'll wrestle, but I'm going to win. I'm not going to put your guy over because he doesn't deserve to get over. I'm the honky tonk man. Like, you were a fat old piece of shit.
You were nothing. You got lucky.
I wouldn't
all
say.
All you can do is shake your hips and look like Elvis.
I think that's not fair. But I think he had
a very long run with that Intercontinental.
He had a very long run with the Intercontinental. Yeah. Like, he also had a really... Before he was in the Honky Tonk Man, Wayne Ferrett, like, he had a good run in the Southern Territories.
He could wrestle.
The idea that he's so bitter towards other people, he doesn't think, like, people deserve to get over today, that he's still...
Bad politics.
I think he's too bombastic, and I think he deserves a lot of credit. I think he maybe thinks he thinks he's bigger than he is. I think he's big. I think he thinks he's Hulk Hogan big.
Yeah, I'd hear that argument.
Torrey Wilson in. I'm not surprised.
Yep. Yeah, I love
it. Some people were like, "Eh, why did she just go in?" Because did you watch SmackDown in the 2000s? She was going in.
Listen, like, she started in WCW.
Yep.
And she came over to the WWE, and she was a company person for a very long time. She went everywhere for those guys.
Yeah, she did all the tours in Iraq.
Yeah,
she did Playboy twice.
Yeah,
she was a media darling.
Yeah, absolutely.
She didn't have any personal problems. Easy to get along with. She made all the appearances.
That's right. Was she good between the ropes? No, but who cares? Maybe that doesn't always make you a good pro wrestler.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: would she be a wrestler today? No. But that was, especially on SmackDown, Raw, if you had good wrestling for women's division in the 2000s, it was on Raw because that's where the women's title was.
Right.
On SmackDown, it wasn't about women's wrestling. There was more personalities and tits and ass. But here's the thing. That's what it was. And for the time it was, she was the very best.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big Sable fan. I think that Sable is a person's kind of eh. Her in-ring work's pretty bad. Politically, she's eh.
Yeah.
She deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
She was one of the top selling Playboys of all time. I was actually listening to Bruce Pritchard's podcast recently. He does one on Sable where they're like, WWE knew that Playboy that first Playboy she did would sell well. Yeah. Playboy didn't. Playboys were selling some kind of in like the high 70,000s.
Mm-hmm.
That one did in the six figure. Like, it outsold tons of
them. It was everywhere, dude.
Like,
that was the first Playboy I ever saw.
Yeah.
And as a young man, I was just like, oh, buddy.
But, like, she was
Let me tell you about these women.
Yeah. She was more than wrestling popular.
Dude, no. She had
crossover appeal.
She
was one of... There was Sunny, and there was her. They were, like, the first two women in WWE. And honestly, Sable came when Sunny was pretty much... getting out, like when Sunny was starting to.
When Sable was on TV, I wanted to watch her gimmick.
Yeah,
honest to God, as a face again, and as a heel.
Again, you don't Sable, not a great wrestler.
Yeah,
but as far as mainstream people know who Sable is,
she could
mainstream
talk.
Appeal.
She could talk.
She
could talk. I swear to God, this is for the women who want to be me, and for the men who come to see me.
I disagree with
people
Sable.
Hated. Sable.
I feel like, as
a heel, I loved hearing her just talk shit. It was amazing.
And her and Brock Lesnar are a perfect fit.
She got bigger than Mark Barrow. You know what I mean?
Like, but she did. I mean, that's objectively true. Honestly, one could argue that the reason Mark Barrow didn't get big was because of Sable.
Maybe. But how much merch did she sell? Like, you know what I mean? Like, those 38 Sable Bomb t-shirts, I bet you people bought those.
More than just selling her own merch, she was the t-shirt spot.
Yeah, dude.
They brought her out wearing the Stone Cold shirt, and they have the numbers to prove that they because they used to do, that's when, before WWE.com, or I guess at the time WWF.com, they didn't have a WWEshop.com. They had the spot where, like, hey, call this number and order this shirt. And they found that when you just had the little infomercial, it got X amount. When you sent Sable out wearing the shirt, it got more.
Yeah.
People didn't turn the channel. People would turn the channel on the t-shirt spot because if they wanted, they'd get it, but they'd flip over to WCW. If Sable was on TV,
they didn't turn the channel. It's like clickbait these days almost. You
exactly.
know what I mean? Like, easy now.
She's smitten, JR.
She's smitten.
No, I also, like, I think that today that stuff doesn't fly. They wouldn't; those women wouldn't get to be wrestlers because we have a different kind of product for women in wrestling.
Yeah.
But I think that anybody that argues that the Sables and the Tori Wilsons don't belong in the WWE Hall of Fame is that they just didn't understand the era.
You're humanoid if you believe that. That was truly my opinion. If you believe that those women don't belong in there, just don't watch it. That's on you. That's on you. So, are we to final thoughts here, guys?
Yeah.
So.
All right. Final thoughts. Showtime.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz, and I still need to know better. Have a good night.
Final thoughts, babyface.
I'm tired.
You're tired.
But why am I not tired?
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm always tired.
Too young to be tired.
I'm gonna get you a t-shirt that says I'm tired.
Please do.
I feel like that's been your final thoughts at least three shows.
That would not surprise me.
At least.
On the back, just say, dot, dot, dot. When am I not tired?
I'd buy one.
You need to make me that t-shirt.
All right. I'll work on it. I'll get my trebuchets on it. Final thoughts, Mo.
Oh, my gosh. The Shield is back. I'm excited.
Yes.
Like we said in the last podcast, I'm a stable guy. I like the stables.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens. I do think that this pay-per-view is going to be very interesting, and it's going to continue some storylines and then add more wrinkles to other storylines going into Mania. I think we're going to have a huge storyline-driven Mania. But I'm excited. I'm excited for a full weekend of WWE.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun.
All right. That leaves me here. My final thoughts are I look forward to Fastlane as well. It's going to be a great show. We're going to be at Catapult's place. We're going to have a whole new cast and crew. We're going to have predictions. The title's going to be on the line. Hoping to reclaim it as my own and just take us to WrestleMania in style. I can't wait to see you guys on Sunday. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.